Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Shule.
We are talking downtown Greens this morning. Sarah Perry is back with us. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
It has been a while since I've had your excited and enthusiastic voice here, so it's good to see you and talk to you.
Love being here. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, downtown Greens is just a jewel, and before we get going on a lot of the things going on, I'll let you just talk about downtown Greens. People may have heard about it or have sort of know where it is or know about an upper garden or a lower garden, and talk about what downtown Greens does.
Okay, yes. So downtown Greens is on the corner of Charles and Dixon Street in downtown Fredericksburg. So you may have seen the house with the big flowers painted on the side. That is our headquarters building. If you go across the street from that building is our upper garden, and then behind the building is our lower garden. We have garden hours. You may have volunteered with us, and if you have, thank you so much. Every Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to noon, and every Thursday from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., we invite the community to come and garden with us, with our professional gardeners, to learn about sustainable gardening and organic planting and things like that. Also, we have programs for kids to teach them where food comes from and how to grow it themselves. We have workshops, and we just finished our yoga in the garden sessions. We also have a free fridge and pantry. So for any of our food insecure, community members, there's a way to get food 24/7, fresh food from the refrigerator that's on the corner of, it's the intersection of, Dixon Street and Princess Anne Street. And tonight we have a food distribution in the upper garden. So anyone who needs some food, this is a partnership with the Fredericksburg Area Food Bank, and it's from 5:30 to 7 p.m. We have another one in December. It all happens in the upper garden. And if anybody wants to volunteer for that, we are still looking for volunteers to help with that distribution tonight. You can show up at 4:45 and help set up.
I was going to say take set up. I've come to several of them, yeah. And they are it's an eye-opener of the needs in the community, because people, even and tonight will be a cold night, and people will line up, and it's such an encouragement to have all that there and for you all doing that.
Yeah, the food bank brings a ton of food. Mm-hmm. It is just, it's incredible how much food comes and goes right into the community at those events. Yes.
So just as you describe things, boy, you're involved in a lot of things. And we're going to talk about, you're going to even be involved in more things real soon. But downtown Greens is just more, there's something for everyone. If during the warmer weather in the summer and spring and the fall, you can go. And if you want to just sit in the garden and read or have lunch there. But there are so many educational or volunteer opportunities that you provide.
Yeah, and that's a great point. I forgot to mention that in the intro, is it's a landscaped park-like space that everyone is welcome to, sunrise to sunset, every single day of the year. You can go right now, you know, mm-hmm. Ted.
Yeah.
Just put on your coat, right?
Yeah, a heavier coat. Yeah.
It's chilly out there, yeah. But yeah, it's a space. It's got picnic tables. It's got open kind of grassy areas. It's got
Nature all around it.
It's got nature, yeah.
That's the cool thing, that you can just go from you can literally take just a few steps from downtown Fredericksburg and really be around all kinds of birds and nature.
Yes, yes. We have a lovely bird feeder setup that was donated by Wren and Sparrow, which is a store downtown, and that's in the lower garden. And right now the birds are just loving it, and you can sit on the edge of the garden and just watch them come in and get all the different kinds of bird food. It's great.
The staff you have, and you know, one of the things you usually do when you come in here is that you weave people into the show, which is great because boy, you have a staff that's enthusiastic and just so knowledgeable on all their areas.
We have got a dynamite staff.
That is a good word for it. Yes.
They are all very talented and really passionate about the work that they do. And board as well. We have a great board. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a working board. That is. You see all of those board members just are so involved with various projects, and you don't always see that.
Right, right. One such board member who's involved with the projects, especially the food distribution and the free fridge, is Javon Kirby. And if you come and volunteer tonight or you come get some food tonight, you'll see her. Her and Emerald Payton have really been the brains behind the food distribution and the brains and the brawn behind those kind of food security events that we've had.
Now, between the free food pantry there and the food distribution, a whole nother thing that you have picked up on this year, and just to see the number of people that in the heat and tonight in the cold that go out for that, you get an idea that the food situation in this region is much different than I think that some of us want to believe. That we live near DC, it's not that bad. It's not good when you see the amount of people that will show up.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're all feeling the squeeze at the grocery store.
Yeah,
and someone, I was at the bus stop at, which is right beside the free fridge. And this woman had just come out from getting these beautiful bunches of collard greens from the fridge. And I could tell that they had just been picked by the volunteers who were volunteering in the garden.
Yeah.
It was a Thursday evening. And they had just, when they picked the things from our education garden, they put it directly into the fridge. And I could tell that that was from the garden because there was no bag or anything on it. And I just asked if she was going to cook those for her dinner, and just told her that they came fresh, you know, about 10 minutes ago from the garden. And she was just so appreciative. And she just said, this is perfect. This is something that, you know, helps me. I'm on food stamps, but this helps me stretch my budget. And that's exactly what we're looking for. We're looking for a way to be able to help folks, you know, over the hump of, you know, end of the month or just a few items that they might need fresh.
What a great story. DowntownGreens.org, the website, and check them out on Facebook, too, with all kinds of information. Much more to talk about with Sarah Perry this morning. Downtown Greens, our focus. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving for daily life, travel, or just having fun. Visit GoEVMobility.com. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Downtown Greens, our focus this morning. Sarah Perry is here. DowntownGreens.org is the website to find out more information about Downtown Greens. We should jump in and talk about the new land.
Okay.
Because there's an effort now to finish off last year at this time, we were talking about needing to raise some money for the down payment and reach a certain goal. That was met, and now it's kind of the home stretch of let's raise the rest of the money and have it debt free, and then we'll be doing programs on all the different things. That really a lot of exciting programs that you're doing. But for people that are like, I'd like to help out, or I'd like to know more about Downtown Greens and get involved, this is a time to get involved.
Yeah, and just to kind of clue anybody in who's just tuning in to the Downtown Greens story, at the end of last year, Downtown Greens purchased a 56-acre parcel of land that includes living wetlands, mature trees, and agriculture space. It's in the Battlefield Industrial Park in Fredericksburg, in the city of Fredericksburg. It's this beautiful spot that could have easily become developed into a warehouse and a, you know, parking lot. So we're
almost was.
Yes, several times almost was. So we are very excited to have saved that from that fate, and we're really excited about the new ideas for programming that we have for that. And just to give you kind of the financial backstory, we at the end of last year we raised $1 million to complete that. Or to start the sale, to purchase the land. We were able to put that money, we were able to put down a down payment, and we were able to have 2 years worth of mortgage payments towards this loan that we got out. And here we are, very excited to be very close to paying off our loan. We have kind of the last bit of the loan is $1.4 million, and half of it is going to come from our conservation easement. We have already received $550,000 in grants towards that chunk of money, but we can't access that money until we get our conservation easement. So it's state grants that are specific to the conservation easement. It's really to try and incentivize people to preserve and conserve their space in perpetuity. We were going to do that anyway, but it's great to have this extra incentive. And so there's a chunk of money that's going to come just from the conservation easement. But to get to that point, we have to raise $750,000 so that we can get to the point of being able to put a conservation easement on the property. Because at a conservation easement basically is an agreement with a land trust, and we're working with the Virginia Outdoors Foundation, that land trust will make sure that land stays undeveloped and, you know, stays in the parameters of the contract that you write with them. So, you know, that it won't be mined, that all the trees won't be cut down, that the public access will be taken away. So they're kind of stewards of that agreement in perpetuity. So forever and ever and ever. So this space will be green forever and ever and ever. And they're going to make sure of that. But because you're putting those restrictions on the land then loses value because we can't put a million houses on it or, you know, log all the trees.
Or subdivide part of it.
Exactly.
All of that, sure.
Exactly. So it loses its value. And that's why the state has come up with these incentives to try and incentivize people to do this thing that's going to make their land lose value. But so since we have a loan out, we would need the holder of the loan to sign off on our conservation easement. And for him to do that, he's got to have the rest of the money there and waiting. So we have to raise $750,000 so that we can have that other half, that second half of the money that we owe him, so that we can get the conservation easement and get the other half of the money that we owe him.
I get it.
It's kind of complicated.
It is kind of complicated, but it does make sense.
Yeah, it's less straightforward than before. Like at the end of last year, the message was, if we don't raise this money,
we're not going to do it.
This is going to be a parking lot.
Yeah.
So it's a different situation, but there's still that urgency. March is when we're going to get our conservation easement, but we have to make sure we raise that money before then.
Right, right. So I get it.
Okay,
I totally understand it. Not that I didn't. It does make sense that all has to take place. So it is a little bit more complicated. But the bottom line is $750,000.
By March. So that means that, you know, people can pledge right now if they want to help towards that. They can also pledge in the 2023 tax year, if that's something that folks are looking into, So we're kind of straddling two tax years for any pledges or donations.
Yeah.
And they're all tax deductible.
Well, this is a really this really is just what we went through or talked about last fall, that you needed that first step to get to the second step.
Yes, so we're just so grateful to even be here talking about this right now, because if the community had not come together in the really powerful way that they did last year, what would I be talking about here with you? I don't know.
Right. Right.
But we're so grateful for this community. We had more than 500 people come through at the end of last year to save this piece of land with us. So we're so grateful.
And that's what's exciting, that so many people got involved. It wasn't just one or two people.
No,
and you're relying on that. This is such a community thing. And when you've had walkthroughs on the property, a couple of them that I've been on, it's so interesting. They've been big groups and just diverse groups, just people. It's all kinds of people involved.
Yeah, for sure. Yes, we love taking people on tours. So we're gonna try and do some more of those tours this winter. We don't have any set up as of right now, but it's just a beautiful space. It's enchanting.
It is.
It's lovely.
When I do an end of the year sort of a look back, one of the things I'm going to use is you standing in just the forest area on a Saturday morning in July and just said, just stop for a minute and listen. And it was a moment, because it was so loud with all the wildlife and all the birds, and it was so cool.
It's an amazing spot, and we're excited to think about the vision of this space. The woodlands and wetlands area is going to be, there are going to be paths through there, so people could go on a Saturday and walk through there and just listen to the birds and count how many birds they find and hear, and just be outside, be in nature. Another place to be outside.
Every time I've walked through it with you, you just think this is going to be so cool for people of any age, but especially if you've got kids, just to take your kids and walk around and look at things. There's so much to look at.
Yes. Yeah, so our board member Emerald Payton, that I was talking about earlier, she brought her kids, her son and her nephew, to the land, and I just followed them with a camera, and they were just being kids, and it was the most beautiful thing. They picked up rocks and they looked around for animals and bugs and you know, rolled over dead tree logs, and it was just beautiful. It was just being kids, and that's why we do this. That's why we're doing this, is for the next generation and then generations to come, because this is going to be generations to come that will be able to benefit from this space.
Well, and I don't even know where it's going to be. The thing that I'm looking forward to, and it was only because I was sort of let in on it last year when you got the greenhouse, when you got the greenhouse, it was over at
Roxbury.
Yeah. And just as it was disassembled and every little piece was marked and it was taken to some place, it's sitting there today. When you're able to assemble it, I just think that's going to be so cool. That, to me, when I saw the greenhouse and that was going to be used, I knew that this was a big deal.
Yes, it is a big deal. So also on the land are agricultural spots, so places that have been in agriculture for many years that we will keep in agriculture. We'd like to create an agricultural training center for young people. And so we will use that greenhouse. We'll use other greenhouses and hoop houses and really give young people a wide range of just an idea of all the different options that they have in the agriculture industry.
And what's exciting there is just, I know, whether it's school students or in agriculture, there needs to be younger people involved, and that's where you're going to play a big role.
Yeah, so we're working with the school systems to get this as a technical training opportunity, along with some of the other CTE possibilities that they already have at Fredericksburg City Public Schools and the county public schools as well. It just I mean, kids don't know what they don't know. And so if you weren't raised on a farm, mm-hmm. if you don't, you know, if your parents don't have 200 acres to give you when you grow up, like there's not really that experience.
No.
So yeah. we're trying to bring that experience to kids in this area.
So if I want to get involved in this now, the best way is to go to downtowngreens.org and
yeah.
look for the land info.
Yeah, downtowngreens.org /buffer, BUFFER.
Okay.
That's a really great way to get directly to the land page, but downtowngreens.org in general will get you everywhere else.
I will never forget. It was in December last year, and you and I stood over in front of Downtown Greens on the sidewalk there, and talked about the community coming through, and just what an emotional moment it was, because this had started. I think we started talking about it in the last summer, and it just seemed like such a big number. And 750,000 seems like a big number, but after what happened last year, it's just like I just feel like. It's going to happen by, you know, sometime in February, early March, it's going to be taken care of.
Yes,
the community will come through.
I believe that's true. Yes, I believe that's true. Yes, and you got to see me cry on camera.
You did. It was but it was such a moment. I teared up too just because it really was that kind of a moment.
It was a moment. Yeah, it was just overwhelmed.
Because we had talked about it for so long and in the back of your mind was, wow, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And it happened.
And I might be one of the few that actually thought it was going to happen. And then here we are.
So here we are. Continuing on. Yeah.
Love it.
Sarah Perry here with Downtown Greens. We're going to continue to talk more a little bit about this and some other things this morning, too. Downtowngreens.org/buffer to get involved in this or to find out more about Downtown Greens. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
Okay, listen. We got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Sarah Perry here this morning. Downtown Greens, our focus, downtowngreens.org. Get involved with the land, the situation there, and the raising of money. And that is a story we will continue to talk about, and you will see on our social media sites and on this show in the upcoming months. Downtowngreens.org. We're taking sort of a little bit of a different switch here, but in talking about it off air, Sarah, I'll let you introduce. You have brought someone, and it's a great story and kind of shows the value of just getting involved in a community and volunteering.
Yes, actually, one of my best friends is here, traveling from Malawi. So this is Jennifer Bangora. We met in college or at Mary Washington when we were there, and we actually met through the garden, through Downtown Greens. So it's a very special place for both of us. And that's the quick intro. I don't know.
Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here.
As we talked about this, you told the story. It just seems, well, first of all, a little bit about you. It's a Peace Corps.
Right. So I studied art history and French at Mary Washington. I'm originally from Virginia Beach, and when I was at Mary Washington, they organized one of those days in the city volunteering through CORE. I don't know if CORE is still around.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
And that's how I connected to Downtown Greens initially. And I volunteered there throughout college. And then it's actually what was one of the cornerstone pieces of my Peace Corps application, because I had agricultural environment experience. And that's what I went on to do in Mali in West Africa, where I lived for 4 years. Yeah, after graduating.
So that's so... You sign up and you volunteer for something. It can lead to a lot of things that you might not have initially thought of.
Right, and when you know, listening to Sarah talk about people who are raised on farms or this and that, you know, I had seen farms. I suppose I'd seen some cornfields, but I had never gardened in my life. I'd never really interacted with the earth and like and so I didn't go into volunteering at Downtown Greens with this end goal in mind of, oh, this will lead to a mm-hmm. successful, you know, Peace Corps application or whatever it was. And but ultimately, you know, and it's actually what continues to tie me to Fredericksburg, of course, going to Mary Washington, but Sarah being here and the garden and coming back and visiting. Yeah, I love it.
And then your current position
yeah.
is a career counselor.
Right.
And what are some of the, like you were telling us off air, some of the yeah. things that you tell them, as, which pertains to volunteerism.
Yeah. So I'm the director of career innovation at Nexford University. We're at Washington, D.C. based university with most of our learners in emerging markets and in Africa. And my research is focused on the role of volunteering to build employability skills and how, you know, sometimes people are feeling stuck in their careers and they don't really know where to look next. I know, especially now with the pandemic, that's mm-hmm. something that a lot of people are struggling with. And something that I love about Fredericksburg is you just need to literally walk outside and look around, you know, listening to shows like yours where you can see where is there need in your community and going to fill it. And I think, too, people think, oh, well, what do I have to offer?
Right.
Everybody has something to offer. And I think, you know, even when we need help, which we all also need, we're able to give and be helpers. And I think, of course, I'm biased, but, you know, it's exciting to think about the opportunities that Downtown Greens
yeah.
continues to provide over 15 years later from me. I guess it's been 15 years since I graduated, almost 20 years since I started, which is wild to think. And what a, you know, stronghold and like testament it is to this community to have spaces and places like that to grow yourself and also contribute to the growth of your community.
And especially when you talked about it, when you went to Downtown Greens, there was no, you didn't have any background.
No.
But you picked it up.
Yeah.
And Sarah, for you, just having willing people is what is, you always talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to help out, you know, you just come, we'll teach you what you need to know.
Yes. And here we are, another Dynamite staff member, M. Ford is the garden coordinator, and they are just so great at giving everyone who comes a great experience and just really knowledgeable about native plants and the planting that they have going on in the garden. And they're just great at, you do not need to know anything to come in. You just have to be willing to help. That's all.
Funny story, when the Kaylee Leahy Day of Service, when they came in and did some things with Downtown Greens, I saw Em at work with some of those students. And there were some high school students that didn't know. And she walked them through. And by the end of that time, they knew some things. They knew about native plants and they knew what things to pull up and what were weeds and what weren't. And I just saw that in just the hour or so that I was hanging around Downtown Greens that day.
Yeah, just about everybody who's worked with Em has told me how fun it was to go away having some plant knowledge.
Yeah.
It wasn't just here, weed this, see you later. It was, this is what we're working on. This is how you can tell this is a this plant or a that plant. This is, you know, this is where they're usually, you know, and this is their native habitat and blah, blah, blah. So it's just really, really a fun thing to do.
Well, and again, what a great story. Just the fact that just volunteering in general,
mm-hmm.
how that can, you're helping the nonprofit and you're going to pick up some kind of a skill, whether
right.
you want to or not.
Right. And, you know, you both are bringing it up and like thinking again about the how it's relative to our careers and having this growth mindset. Now with Downtown Greens, it's a literal growth mindset.
Yes, yes.
You're growing things, but thinking, oh, there are things I don't know. And this is what, you know, I teach my children and what we try to of like things are hard. There are hard things to do and you can learn how to do them. And it feels so nice being able to have the opportunity to put that into practice in a space like Downtown Greens. So it's a good way to test your limits
mm-hmm.
in a safe space.
Yeah, yeah. And this is a good illustration of you go to a liberal arts school mm-hmm. like Mary Washington, And especially with the size, and you can get involved in these kinds of things. And you, Fredericksburg is this type of town where you can just walk up to a Downtown Greens and knock on the door, literally knock on the door and just say, I'd like to, I've got some free time and I'd like to do something. And you've got plenty of things that they can do, Sarah.
Yes, and the university has been fabulous. We've just loved our connection with all the students that come through. We have interns who come through. Speaking of which, if there are any interns out there, potential interns, we do have internships available currently. If you go on our website, you can find those. But we love having this young energy and this really, this passion that comes through. And it's just a breath of fresh air for us, and it just re-motivates us and reminds us why we're all here doing what we're doing. And yes, I think the students get a lot out of it as well.
And with so much, with such an emphasis on the environment these days, you're going to learn, at least if to volunteer and to be at work with Downtown Greens, you're going to see firsthand and be involved in a lot of things that they're, well, they're going to get you places. I mean, maybe it's not the Peace Corps, but maybe it can be any number of things.
Yeah, could be anything. And I think, too, what we're seeing is such a people sometimes say, okay, the way that literacy now is a basic skill, right? Of we all need to have some level of literacy. People say that for coding. You know, ultimately, soon our children will have some level of coding. It's going to be soon that in the climate space, climate jobs are growing rapidly, and it'll be that foundational knowledge that everyone is, no matter what job or year you have, you're going to have some sort of grasp on your role in the environment and how you contribute to its, to it positively or negatively. And I think it's just, what's so exciting is having, like, again, spaces like Downtown Greens where you can see, you have that tangible feel. You know, now so much of what we do is online, virtual, which there's a place for that. And then it's just such a relief to go into the garden and actually get your hands dirty and be in that space.
And people always talk about that, the fact that you can do that. I mean, that's a great pull for Downtown Greens.
Yes.
In these days.
Yes. It's good for you.
And it's only going to get
good for you.
And it's only going to get it's only going to get bigger too, as you have described all of that, Sarah. And that's why it's important for people either to get involved, because volunteers play such a big role for you. You just talked about interns, and to be able to have that is how you've been able to do things over the years.
Right.
Volunteers.
To put a plug in real quick, Giving Tuesday is coming up, and that's a time when we really have ask for the support of the community to help keep the lights on, to help keep the programs running, to help keep things moving along in the way that we have had here. We're it's not gonna, all of our Giving Tuesday contributions are gonna go towards our main space and the programs that we provide through that space. So that's Giving Tuesday is November 30th, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think so. Yes.
It's the Tuesday after Thanksgiving.
I think you're right.
And so all day we'll be having we have a little incentive that we'd love to first of all, we'd love to see you at the garden. So if you've never been, this might be a perfect time to see us. Come see us in the building with the flower on it, 206 Charles Street, 22401, near the train station downtown. And we have a little special treat for you if you stop by the building from 9 to 5 on Giving Tuesday, which is Tuesday, November 29th. Thank you.
29th.
It's
the Tuesday after Thanksgiving.
The Tuesday after Thanksgiving, yes. So please come by and see us. Also, anyone who gives $25 or more, we have this beautiful limited edition bumper sticker that was designed by the one and only Pete Moralevich. It says, "I break for pollinators."
Yeah, it's a great sticker. I've really seen it. Yes.
We're about to print the first chunk of those, and they're going to be beautiful. And we do not have those for sale, so you have to give to get one of those. We also have honey that we love to give away. So $100 or more, and you get a jar of honey and a pollinator sticker. Yes. And then $250 or more, and you get a consultation with one of our professionals. So if you need advice on landscaping or your food garden or native plant ideas, our highly knowledgeable staff will come by and give you a little consult.
That's a deal.
And you get the honey and you get the sticker for $250.
Let me just say that honey, because you were here over the summer during Bee Week.
Yes.
Oh, Bee Week is it's my favorite week. And you gave me some of that honey. It didn't last long. I mean, it was just, it's delicious.
Well, you know how to get more, don't you, Ted?
I know how to get more. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Now that you said that, all of a sudden my ears perked up and thought, yes. So those are good. Those are great. Those are fun things.
They're all things that we, you know, we have.
Yeah.
And we really want to thank our folks for helping us be here. We've been here for 28 years next year, and it's all because of the community. So we're just so happy to be here and happy to have the community support that we've had for these many years.
And we should mention, Sarah, that as we have talked about the land, that doesn't affect anything that's going on right now with Downtown Greens. This is the land that you talked about is in addition to what you're doing right now.
Yes. So the land is separate. A lot of people have asked, oh, well, are you going to sell the other land that you already have?
No,
that land and that the building and the upper and lower garden, it's just, it is what it is. It's been conserved. It's in a conservation easement. It will be green forever. It will be open to the public forever. It's got its own life that it will keep living its own life. And then we have this new space that will kind of have a lot of the same characteristics, because that's part of what we do. That's our mission. But it's going to have a different feel. But we are not getting rid of the first space.
Right.
No.
And there's just such a great – there's – so many different things going on in both the upper and lower gardens, and it's just a unique place, and even the neighborhood uses it too, and it's a very special place.
Yes, it is. I agree. I love it.
Glad you got to bring a friend in today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
We haven't often had bring a friend to the show day.
Friend to work.
This worked out well. Yeah. So, and what a great story. So,
thank you so much for having me.
Glad you could come in here for that. DowntownGreens.org, the website. Sarah Perry, you're talking about Downtown Greens, and we're going to take a quick break and come back and wrap this up and talk about a few other activities and give you again information about how you can get involved with the raising of $750,000 so Downtown Greens can move forward with this land. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
What's up with that orange van that keeps driving by?
Oh, that's Alco.
Alco? Who's that?
They're the orange team who are always leaving comfort on.
This is Austin from Alco HVAC. Whether service, repair, or the installation of an air conditioning system, my team and I have you covered. Looking for a new system? Check out our fire sale with up to $1,500 in cash back. Also, we're offering 0% financing for your convenience. Visit us today at alcohvac.com for more information. Alco, always leaving comfort on.
Give the gift of healing this holiday season. Life can be so stressful, especially during the holidays. Nothing's wrong with relaxing once in a while. Why not give your siblings, parents, friends, or even yourself the gift of relaxation? A gift certificate to Medical Massage Clinic is just the thing you need. Make gift giving easy this Christmas. Download a gift certificate now at MedMassageClinic.com. That's MedMassageClinic.com. Medical Massage Clinic, your relaxing method to relieve pain.
Hi Fredericksburg, this is Dave the Computer Guy. Is your business network safe? Are your backups current? Do you even have backups? At Techs in the Burg, we specialize in small business network support. From managed monthly maintenance and voice over IP, Techs in the Burg handles all aspects of IT support. We have been in business over 15 years and have won Best in the Burg for the past 3 years. Call us at 540-371-2874.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We are talking Downtown Greens this morning. Sarah Perry is here, downtowngreens.org. As we talk about the land, and you are make it very easy because, is this every Friday night or just selected Friday nights? You're getting together and offering kind of information sessions.
Yes, so it's not every Friday night now that it's gotten colder.
Yeah.
But tonight is one lucky Friday night. And from 5 to 7:30 p.m. tonight at Red Dragon Brewery downtown, that's 1419 Princess Anne Street, we will be set up with a table and just have information for folks who want to learn more about the project, want to learn more about the vision. We'll also be accepting any checks or pledges mm-hmm. at that point as well. But if you just want to come by and ask questions, it's hard to kind of breeze through everything in this short amount of time with you, Ted. But if anybody has questions, you can always email us, of course. But if you want to come by in person tonight, grab a nice brew and come sit down and chat with us. And we'd love to tell you more about what we got going on.
You're also friendly and
pretty friendly. Yeah. Don't bite.
No.
Hard.
Pretty. And there is it's a lot of information, but I think this is such a worthy project, and I just can't wait, especially when we get into the next year and we start seeing it go down, you know, seeing that amount go down.
Right.
And it's going to change a lot of things. I can't wait till next summer when some of this stuff starts being,
yes.
whether it's the greenhouse being assembled or paths and trails put in.
Yeah.
One of my fun moments with you this summer has been on a couple of these walks where people kind of wander off and start seeing things, and you've got an app on your phone of you put it on and you can find out what the plant is or something. And there's so much out there.
Yes, there is. There's a lot to discover out there. And we've been out, you know, dozens and dozens of times, but every time I go, I find a different path. I find mm-hmm. a different plant or mushroom that I hadn't seen before. It's a really magical spot.
And the fact that it came for sale and it was at this time, and you had people, the Downtown Greens was visionary enough to see we could do something with this.
Yeah, so we had already in our strategic plan had talked about, okay, well, we're going to, you know, at some point we're going to be growing. We're going to need to be looking for new space that's bigger. We had not planned on 56 acres bigger, but it came at that moment. Mm-hmm. And there was this once in a lifetime opportunity to both, you know, set us up for growth and save this beautiful piece of land. So it was. You know, it took a lot of time to decide. I can't say it was a no-brainer because it was a lot of brains, a lot of calls to professionals, a lot of walk-arounds with different folks and partners, and to understand that yes, this is what we needed to do, and yes, we thought that the community could stand behind us and help us make this a reality.
Now,
for the future of the whole community.
Yeah, no, that's the I've said the whole community benefits from this.
Exactly. For years and years and years and years to come.
Just when you think of in everybody, whether it's students and how they get involved and learn about agriculture and farming and
or come volunteer or learn the university is really excited about using it as a research site. So maybe you come by in your science class and do some research. You know, there are lots of ways that different community members can plug in here. It's just a world of opportunity.
Downtowngreens.org. This is your chance to get involved in this, and whether you're volunteering or whether you can hopefully provide some financial resources to all of this. This is a great opportunity, and just great things happening at Downtown Greens.
Yes. Support us on Giving Tuesday if you can. Come by and see us for a little treat.
Yeah,
from the garden.
Then there are great incentives there too to get involved on Giving Tuesday the 29th. Giving Tuesday the 29th, or to find out more about getting involved with the land project, downtowngreens.org/buffer. Sarah, thank you so much. We'll talk soon.
Thank you so much, Ted.
Thanks for listening. We will see you Monday.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.